So now that they're looking at these again, I want to make it abundantly clear to the Minister and to the Department that without the public service obligation from Donegal Airport, it would be effectively be signing the closure order for the airport. Now, I don't believe this will happen, but it's vitally important that we exert the pressure on the Minister. And I spoke with the Council at the time, and I understand that the Council were making a submission as well as other interested bodies.
Is there a real cause for concern here, though? Because if the Minister does carry out this review, and as you say, if he does see how heavily reliant that the airport is on this contract, surely he wouldn't pull it?
No, I'm not alarmed, but by the same token, it was important when he gave an opportunity to make submissions that we should make the submissions, because if he didn't, he might take the view that we didn't require this. Of course, the service couldn't continue, and it's going extremely well at the moment between Dublin to Carrickfinn and vice versa, and I use it regularly. So the Minister is carrying out the review, but it's an all-encompassing review. And as far as Europe is concerned, they have experience of this. Any airport that was in within about 2 hours' drive to Dublin wouldn't be considered. So therefore, that's why Sligo lost it, and so also did Knock. But I'm still confident, but we have to monitor this very closely.